Hello, welcome to Yahweh Christian Broadcast. I'm your host, Elke Brabel, and I'm thankful that you've tuned in today. We are going to continue another episode of talking about exposure, and I have brought on Sherry Ezell, Pastor Sherry Ezell from Groundbreakers International Hub in Kinston, North Carolina.
Right, right.
So thank you for coming back. You look lovely as ever.
Well, thank you so much. You do too.
Thank you so much. And so, you know, we had talked about in the previous show, we're just going to recap for those of you who may not have seen the broadcast last week, that Sherry has been in ministry for years. She has had a heart for children. You've had two wonderful, beautiful children. Mm-hmm. They're gorgeous, by the way.
Thank you.
But you did have one child that just grew up loving the Lord and never really gave you any problems.
Right.
And has served God all her life.
Yes.
And then you had another child who got addicted to heroin.
Yes.
It's same mother, same principles, but mm-hmm. we all know you can do everything right.
Right.
Or try to do everything right. And still, kids can get off on the wrong path.
That's right.
And so you talked about how your son came back to the Lord.
Yes.
And got free from heroin addiction.
Yes.
And is sharing the gospel now.
Yes, he is. He's doing fantastic.
So that is awesome.
Amen.
So, Sherry, we talked about how we as parents have to protect our children from what comes into their ear gates,
right.
their eye gates,
mm-hmm.
What they're being exposed to right in their own home. And with these phones,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is so terrible.
Right.
Everything that they're seeing, I'm in ministering with people, I'm seeing people that have had pornographic addiction,
right.
like at age 10.
Sure, sure. Yeah, it's pervasive.
It is. And so, Sherry, I want to continue this message about exposure.
Okay.
And before we get into it, because we're going to talk about the Christian side of exposure, we're going to expose what's going on in the Christian world with ministers behind closed doors.
Right.
And also, but I wanted to backtrack just a little bit. You were telling me earlier about a call to the Capitol.
Yes.
In D.C. with
yes.
Lou Engle. So tell us about that.
Yes. So they're gathering together 1 million moms to be on the at the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on October the 12th.
Awesome.
And in preparation for that, they are calling mothers, women that will stand up for children, that will stand in the gap for them, to go to your state capitol,
yes.
and you'll be able to find those dates and all of that stuff. The main date, I think, is April 13th, that they're doing this call to the Capitol. So different
right.
people are putting those together in every state. So you would
That's
go
great.
To your Capitol, go online and look for it, call to the Capitol, and you can put your state in, and it'll tell you more details about that. But we're trying to get all the mothers that can to get to the Capitol and pray for this nation and pray for our children.
Amen. I know you're going to be there.
There's nothing like a praying mama.
Oh, there's power in a praying mama.
That's
Amen.
Right. That's right.
I know. I told my kids, I said, you might not be telling me what you're doing, but the Lord's going to tell me.
That's
he's going
right.
to get. He's going to show me in a dream, and then your butt is going to be in trouble.
Yes.
You understand? I said, because you might lie, but the Lord's going to show me. And he did.
He sure did.
Some things slipped by. I find out later, but the main things, the Lord would wake me up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
He'd give me a dream, and I'd say, your life's in danger.
Right.
You better stay away from wherever you're going.
Right.
You know, because once they get those license, you don't know where they're going.
That's true.
You know, and I would do the tracker thing, and then they'd figure out some kind of technological way that they could get out of it. And
yeah.
I don't know very much about computers, and so they outsmarted me.
Uh-oh.
So that's what these smartphones are. They outsmart the parents, you know. So I was feeling kind of stupid in that area. But anyway, moving on, praise
yes.
the Lord. I want to talk about exposure in the church.
Okay.
And so I want to start off by saying that there have been ministers early on when I started learning and growing with God.
Mm-hmm.
I had rededicated my life to the Lord, and now I am serious about walking it out.
Sure.
There was a minister that I listened to, and I'm not going to name the name, but this man's book is what really got me hungry for more of God.
Right.
And so I tithed to this ministry for a while, or gave offerings to this ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I also attended some of the events that he held in various places that I could drive to. And it really made a difference in my life. And then, for some reason, I just kind of stopped listening to them, and I started listening to some other ministers and moved on to some different books and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I find years later that there was a little scandal in his life.
Right.
And so I had that decision to make. Well, do I throw out what he taught back then because it changed and made me grow?
No.
And I thought, can you address that issue? Because sure. we're in this age now where we're seeing some well-known ministers who have huge followings.
Sure.
And they're falling back.
Right. There was a recent scandal with International House of Prayer. It came out that the leader was involved in some things in the past. And then it came out about their worship leader, Misty Edwards, being having some issues with sin. And, you know, it's really shaken the church world. Anybody that was associated with International House of Prayer, which really is the 24/7, you know, praying around the clock. And
yes.
you wonder how these things can happen when you're in an atmosphere like that. I've been to Kansas City. I've been to the
yes.
prayer room. It was yes. amazing and awesome. And you just have to know that, you know, I went through the whole Jimmy Swaggart thing, you
yes.
know, all of these things.
Jim Baker.
Yes,
yeah.
Jim Baker. All of these things that happened. And we don't want to minimalize those things. You know, when a minister falls,
yes.
it is very traumatic for the body. And even with, you know, with Misty Edwards, I was on a trip to Israel. She was on, and
wow.
and the powerful anointing that was on her life. And the thing about it is that when, like with you, you were so hungry for God, God met your hunger.
Oh, that's good.
He met
that's
your
good.
Hunger. And what mattered was that you got what you needed, Elkie.
Exactly.
And God's heart is always after that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll leave the 99 and go after the one. And he uses very, very flawed people.
Yes.
And you have to know that because all of us are flawed. If you
yes.
can only receive from people who are perfect, then you'll never receive
That's
from
right.
anybody. You'll never
That's
be,
right.
you know, you'll never read a book. You'll never, you know, because people fall. Ministers mm-hmm. are human too. They are subject to the same things that we are, the same temptations and everything. So just know that if a minister falls that you received a lot from, what you received was from the Lord. It wasn't from them anyway. They were
right.
just the vessel that God used. And if God will use a donkey to speak to someone in the Bible, you know, he's not looking at, you know, he wants us to be pure. He wants us to be holy. He wants us to be these things. But if there is someone that is hungry,
mm-hmm.
that gets in a service, Jesus will meet you there.
He will.
He won't hold back from you because the vessel is having an issue.
That's true.
He will meet with you.
That's right.
And so you have to remember that, and remember that people fall. They do. And instead of throwing everything out with that, you know, keep hold of the things the Lord did in your life, because that's between you and the Lord. It's
Absolutely.
That person didn't do it. It was Jesus. And so if someone falls like that, you know, like the whole thing with Misty Edwards and all that's going on, her worship's so fantastic. I myself have just wept and wept listening to her worship, and it impacted my life. It really did.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't negate that now,
right.
knowing that she's gone through some things.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean that God didn't touch me. It doesn't mean that I didn't reach up and grab the heart of God when I was worshiping through that.
Absolutely.
It doesn't mean that. But it does mean that we need to be aware that people fall in the kingdom. And when they do, we don't trash them. We don't treat them like pariah. We pray for them to get back up, just like we would for anybody else.
That's
you
right.
know, we pray for them to get back up. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, you jump right back to where you were with them. You
That's
know,
right.
you have to, you know, have some process of them getting back and
yes.
getting back their ministries. And some of them never completely get those ministries back, especially like they were.
Yes.
And that's, you know, that's hard, but we do have to have a standard in ministry. We do.
Yes.
We have to hold our leaders accountable. We have to hold people, you know, the people that are doing things in the kingdom. We have to hold them accountable, and we as a body should hold them accountable.
Yes. Absolutely.
So it's that's how I feel about it.
The prime example of the Bible is Noah. He was found righteous in the eyes of the Lord.
Right.
So righteous that God saved him and his family and destroyed everything and everyone on the earth. Mm-hmm. So he was doing something right with God.
Right.
But as soon as the ark, after those 40 days and those animals and being with family, he got drunk.
Right.
You know, he messed up. He was found uncovered. And so, you know, and we think of King David, who did so many things right in the eyes mm-hmm. of the Lord, had a heart for God.
A man after God's own heart.
A man after God's heart. And all God did through David, yes. so many things right.
Yes.
But he had that lust problem.
Right.
He was looking at that Bathsheba, and she was looking good to him. Yeah. And he just couldn't help himself. And, you know, and what transpired after that? Murder, yes. cover up, lie, covetousness, right. taking the, you know, an innocent man's wife and then having him killed. I mean, that's some pretty wicked right. stuff. And so, but when I'm reading the book of Psalms and I'm reading things from David and his life, I realize that he fell, but I still learned so many truths from the book of Psalms through his failures,
right.
through his successes, through his forgiveness, through his depression, through his joy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still learning a lot because he was human just like any of us.
And he repented.
He repented. And that is the case here.
Yeah.
He repented. So, yes, I was disappointed when I heard about the International House of Prayer, and they call it IHOP with Mike Bickle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess what I'm saying is he needs our prayers, not our criticism.
Right.
So for me not to put my mouth on it, as Christians, when right. we hear about scandal, encourage our weaker brothers and sisters in Christ.
Right.
That's what Paul would tell us to do. Like, you have the knowledge of, okay, take what you can from them. Was God at the time speaking through them?
Mm-hmm.
And grow with that and don't get stuck on what they've done.
Right.
You know, and move forward. So
that's why we should not put people on a pedestal.
Absolutely.
And we should not be, you know, we talk about honor in the kingdom. We should have honor, but we should
yes.
not get to the point where we're worshiping these people and we've got them on such a high pedestal that if they do fall, it's devastating to us.
Right.
We have to treat them like they're people like we are. They're not
right.
celebrities. We
right.
shouldn't have celebrities in the kingdom. This never was how it was supposed to be. You know,
right.
we put them on a celebrity platform, and we treat them like they are these, you know, not flawed people when
right.
they are flawed. And so that's why the church world is so devastated, is because they put too much emphasis on the person.
Yes.
And they need to keep the emphasis on the Lord. The Lord is the only one that will never fail you.
That's
he will
right.
never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never fall. And you need to keep that as your mandate, you know, of how I go forward. How do I accept this stuff? Because the Lord is your source. They aren't your source.
Amen.
The Lord is.
You know, another thing I think about is it shouldn't shake you off of your foundation if someone that you looked up to, say your mentor, say someone who's
right.
been in your life and helped you, and you looked up to them for godly advice, and they were a person of stature and integrity, and they walked with God,
right.
and they helped you grow and poured into you. Even if they fall, it should not rock your foundation, because
right.
your foundation should be rooted in none other than Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because if you hang around me too long, you're going to be disappointed in me. I'm not going to get everything right. You know, I'm not going to do it. You're going to be disappointed.
Me.
You're going to find the flaw probably pretty quick. And so you don't need to be looking to me. You
right.
need to be looking to the Lord. So we need to know that our foundation is in Jesus. He was not flawed. He will never let us down. And it shouldn't shake you. Take it as an opportunity to say, Lord, thank you for what I learned from them.
Right.
Thank you that I'm growing and I'm learning from their mistake.
Right. Sure.
And I'm going to pray for them mm-hmm. and encourage them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to put my mouth on it and criticize them, because trust me, they're getting enough criticism.
That is the truth.
If these ministers, when they fall,
mm-hmm.
and when this stuff becomes uncovered, it's not like a little small town affair and just if your mom and them know about it, you
right.
know, and Cousin Henry knows about it.
Right.
The whole world knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the news media cannot wait to show your mess.
That's right.
And so they're falling on a global level.
Yes.
Which is completely humiliating.
So don't fall into this thing that we
right.
do, where people, you know, there are people that come against us that do wrong. There are ministers that fight with other ministers.
Yes.
There's, and yes, they're wrong, and we should hold them accountable. But just be careful that, you know, social media to me is not the place to do that.
That's right.
I don't agree with that. I just think that if you're going to battle the enemy, God probably is not going to call you to do it on social media.
Yes, that's exactly right.
You know, so I'm not that person, because what it does, even though they're wrong and you should call them out and you should, you know, if you know, something's happening, you know, that you feel like the Lord is calling you to stand up against it, that's great. But be careful, because what happens is if we do it in the wrong platform, we end up hurting people more than exposing the darkness. So, you know, if you've got a lot of sinners that are looking at this, or a lot of people who have backslidden, you know, it reinforces their trepidation to get back with the Lord or get back in church or all of this stuff. So be careful that you're not actually doing more damage than you are good.
That's true.
So I'm of the opinion that a lot of people fight, a lot of ministers fight on social media, or think that they are called to expose people. I would say that probably isn't a social media thing to do, to expose people.
And I will tell you, I heard from another minister, and he said, if you think that God has called you to a ministry to just expose other ministers, you're off right
there. You're off, yes.
And I thought, that makes sense, you know, because we're called to, you know, like, for instance, I will tell you this. I've had people say they love to watch Joel Osteen, and people have really torn him apart, you know, all through the years and said so many wicked things. And, you know, I do feel sorry for all the negative attention that he's gotten. But that is not somebody I would watch, because I don't see the whole gospel being preached.
Right.
And I'm not coming against him whatsoever. I've heard certain things that he said that I thought, oh, you should have said what the Bible says. And he just danced around these subjects because he was worried about the approval of man. Right. And he was trying to be politically correct.
Right.
Well, I'm going to just go ahead and tell you, if you're going to walk with integrity with God, you are not going to be politically correct.
Right.
Because you just can't be.
No.
And so I lose respect for a minister that cannot stand up and tell the truth.
Right.
And I'm not going to be listening to them very much longer. Having said that, I believe many people have watched him. It maybe caused them to start reading their Bible. It maybe started going to church.
Right.
And it motivated them and brought them out. And I pray that they grew from that.
Right.
But that's not who I would recommend somebody continuing to watch, because you need to hear the whole Bible. You need not just all the fluffy parts.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to put my mouth on him and badmouth everybody that comes around and say, don't listen to him, don't listen to her, don't listen to this. Because I want God to minister to a person's heart where they are.
Right.
So I think it's important, you know, that we show them a better way. Just say, hey, I'm glad you like listening to him. Let me tell you about this other minister that takes you deeper.
Right.
That shows you more scripture, because you need more built up in you when the storms come.
Absolutely.
Because everything's happy over here, but you're going to go through some tests and trial, and you need to learn about warfare.
Right.
And you need to learn about sin, and you need to learn about consequences, and you need to learn more than just what
more
he
than
ministers.
What you're going to receive from the Lord. You know, it's a prosperity kind of gospel that we try to patty cake around. So we do, you know, I do believe that the Lord is the best exposer.
Mm-hmm.
That if something's going to be exposed, it's better to let the Lord do it. Because if we do it, it sometimes gets really, really messy. And that doesn't mean that the Lord won't call you to do it. Sometimes the Lord calls people to expose things. And if he calls you to do it, great. But I am really, frankly, afraid of ministers that get on social media and start battles and stuff like that. Because I believe that it's better fought not on that platform, because of the damage that can do to the young believer out there, the new person. Because it's like you said, you know, when you were listening to the other guy, you didn't name him, but when you were listening to him, if somebody had come up and said, oh, they're terrible, blah, 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 it might would have interrupted what God was doing in your life.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's not that we don't want to expose darkness. We absolutely do. But we have to be in a lot of prayer over that.
Yes.
And you have to know that you have the maturity to handle that. And you are in a place that God would call you to do that.
Yes.
Like, if you're not part of that world, it's probably not going to be you.
Absolutely.
And so you not everybody is called to do that, is what I'm saying. And you have to really be in prayer about whether to do it and how to do it and all of that. So I believe in exposure. Yes. I believe in coming out and calling, you know, a spade a spade.
Yes.
But I also know that there's a lot more responsibility that I carry than
That's
just
right.
walking around and slashing people.
That's right.
You have to be really careful with that.
Also, I want to address this in exposure. There are ministers that at the time I gave to their ministries.
Sure.
I give to the local church my tithe, and then I would do offerings mm-hmm. to these different ministers that I was receiving from, because I know it costs a lot for TV production. I know it costs a lot, and I just wanted to sow a financial seed. And they were always saying, sow a financial seed. You mm-hmm. know, God will bless you. And so there for a season, I thought, yeah, I need to sow to this minister and that minister, because that prosperity gospel was really being preached a lot.
Right.
And so I want you to know that God did bless everything that I gave.
Sure.
Years later, I find out some of these prosperity preachers were all about the dollar and all that kind of stuff. But you know what? If I gave, just like you said, I was hungry to give and be a cheerful giver.
Sure.
God is blessing me because I was obedient in giving to the cause of the gospel.
Right.
I am right before the Lord because of my heart posture.
Right.
What that minister does with the funds that comes in, he will stand before God and God alone.
Yes, he has to answer to the Lord.
And so if I'm feeling led by God to sow a seed, mm-hmm. it will be because I feel out of the abundance of my heart that I'm supposed to sow the seed.
Right.
Not because they are trying to extract it out of me. If right. I feel like it's being extracted and that's all I hear is money, 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 you right. can best believe I will not give a dime
mm-hmm.
because I'm not going to have it taken from me. I want to give out of a cheerful and grateful heart.
Right, sure.
So, you know, even with those ministers, don't be scared to give if God tells you to give
mm-hmm.
because he's looking at your heart in giving. He's going to bless you.
Right.
And whatever they're doing, they're going to do before the Lord.
Right. But do look for good ground, you know.
Absolutely.
Do seek out good ground to sow your seed into.
Yes.
I'm, you know, because I'm a local pastor, I'm not right now, but because I have been, I am really aware of how difficult it is for local ministries mm-hmm. and local pastors to meet their budgets.
Yes.
So I am not one that thinks that, you know, we need to pour a lot of money into these big ministries that are, you know.
Right. The corporate jets and all that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. I think, you know, look for local places.
Yes.
Look for people who are pouring into your city, your neighborhood. You know, give
Absolutely.
To your pastor.
Yeah.
You know, even give them a gift. I mean, it is a struggle right now to be a pastor.
I believe it.
It is a struggle to do ministry in cities where you're trying to bring people into unity, and there's, you know, it's just such a struggle. And
it
so
is.
Give to people who are plowing ground near you.
Amen. Amen.
And plow with them.
Yes. Yes. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. This has been great. We are about to have to close now, but I would say in closing, Sherry, would you say that pray for these people's restoration instead of talking about them, these
sure.
ministers that fall, pray for them, pray that God restores them.
Yes.
What else would you have to say in closing us out today?
Well, we have to be a friend that loveth at all times.
Amen.
We have to be a friend to people who fall.
Yes.
We have to love them back to the Lord. And, mm-hmm. you know, trashing them on social media doesn't help anybody. If the Lord calls you to fight against something, fight against the principle. Fight against the principality.
Yes.
Fight against that spirit. But
yes.
that doesn't mean you have to trash that person. You know, mm-hmm. they're hurting too.
Yes.
And if they were our child, if they were our mom or dad, we would treat them differently. So treat people like they're your family in the body of Christ. And if they fall, help them get back up.
Amen. Restoration.
Restoration.
God is certainly going to be there to pick us up when we fall.
I sure have seen it.
And my fall might look different than your fall, but we get back up.
Right.
And we pray and encourage one another, and don't write them off.
Don't write them off, because look what God did with Samson.
Yes. And if God is not finished with us, because the Bible says that he who began a good work in us shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So he's constantly working to perfect us to look more like the Father. another. And if we cooperate with that, we're not going to be the same person we were 2 years ago. We're going to constantly be moving and growing to emulate our Father, which is Jesus Christ. So if he's not writing us off and say, well, you failed enough times, I'm not giving you any more times. No, we serve a God of many chances.
Amen.
So if he's not giving up on us, we have to in turn do the same for others.
That's right.
And not get and say, I'm contending with you. I'm standing with you. I pray for your deliverance in this area.
Yes.
I'm not against you. I want to see you grow and pick up from where the enemy's knocked you down.
That's right.
And rise up and be their friend, because mm-hmm. they probably don't have any friends at that point in time.
You're most like Jesus when you extend your hand to someone who is in a pit.
Yes.
That's Amen. Jesus.
Amen. So to you out there, can you extend your hand to someone who's in a bad way?
Yes.
They may have caused it all. It may be their fault, and you saw it coming, and you tried to warn them, but can you extend your hand to them today? I hope so. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Yahweh Christian Broadcast. Be a part of helping us go into all the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Text GIVEYCB to 77411. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Text GIVEYCB to 77441 and be a part of helping Yahweh Christian Broadcast spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Brought to you by D&E Developments, D&E Black River Realty, River Mills Professional Storage Center, U-Haul at River Mills, River Mills Movers, and AWOL Marine Construction. If you can dream it, we can build it. D&E Developments. Call us at 252-638-8223. Turning dreams into reality. D&E Black River Realty. Call us at 252-638-8223. River Mills Professional Storage Center, where moving is made easy. Call us at 252-772-9663. AWOL Marine Construction. A family-owned business in Aurora, North Carolina. We specialize in piers, docks, boat lifts, boat ramps, and jetties. Call us at 252-560-0934. Do you need deliverance? Legal Rights is a powerful Christian book focused on revealing the territory of the enemy. Meet the author of Legal Rights, Elkie Brabel. Elkie Brabel has been involved in TV ministry for over 13 years. Yahweh Christian Broadcast has reached many people in local and surrounding areas with the gospel of Jesus Christ. After 34 years of owning and operating a hair salon, God clearly called Elkie out and into full-time ministry. From conference speaking events, leading Bible studies, ministering in deliverance, evangelism, teaching, and writing a book, Elkie is walking in her calling. Her passion above all else is to see people get saved, delivered, and walk in God's perfect will for their lives. Are you ready to be set free? Get your copy of Legal Rights at yahwehchristianbroadcast.com. Your deliverance is awaiting.